in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Dr. Jesus is on the air today. We're going to be praying for healing today. It's a healing service. I'm reading from the 9th chapter of St. John, the man born blind. When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. I remember being in Arizona praying for a woman who was blind, and she got her sight back because Jesus is working. Dr. Jesus is here. It's all about Dr. Jesus. By his wounds, we have been healed. It's all about what Jesus wants to do. He does not want you to be sick. He did not give you the sickness. Someone else gave you the sickness, but not Jesus. Jesus wants you healed today. And when we pray for your healing, if we pray for backs, you've got to move them and see if God has healed you. This is God's work. Salvation means not only salvation of the soul, but salvation of the body. God comes to heal the sick through Christ Jesus, through his death and resurrection. And this is what we proclaim today. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain filled with God's great love. I come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There is a river. Oh, river of God, flow down on me. Oh, river of God, flow down on me. Oh, river of God, so cool, so free. Oh, river of God, come set me free. That's what we need to be, set free to be healed, set free to be delivered, set free to have health. That's why Jesus came, not only for our soul, but to give our bodies health of mind and body. So today we do a healing service. It is not God's will that you be sick. God did not put the sickness on you. Someone else put it on you, but it was not God. People say, but you know what, I have to suffer. No, Jesus did the suffering on the cross for us. By his stripes, we are healed.
We all have many crosses that we need to carry, but sickness is not a cross. Jesus lets us share in his sufferings, but Jesus walked in divine health when he's on this earth. You are body, soul, and spirit. Jesus came to redeem what was lost in every part of you. Jesus wants you well in your body. Jesus wants you well in your soul. Jesus wants you well in your spirit. A lot of times a broken spirit bleeds into the body and it allows us to get sick. You have someone with a full spirit, when the spirit redeemed in Christ and full of life and fire, you can hardly get that person sick, because any arrows, any sickness, it will bounce off for you. So today we proclaim that any sickness in your body, any brokenness in your spirit, anything that's going on in you, it's going to be carried away in the river of God. God is will that you be healed. Jesus came to give you life and life abundantly. Jesus came to redeem what was lost in every part of what was lost. For this reason, the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. You know, We want to resist sickness like we resist the devil. We don't claim the sickness. We don't claim pain. We don't claim the trauma within us as if it was our own sin. We don't give fear. We don't give depression. We don't give sickness a comfortable place in our body. We don't make it feel at home with us because that sickness did not come from God. It did not come from you. We resist it. You know, when God created Adam and Eve, when God created the human race, God did not create us to become sick. But because of sin and transgression, sickness entered into the world. The wages of sin are death. So now, not because of my sin or even your sin, maybe just because of the sin of the fallen world, but we're all immune to sickness and the effects of the devil. But you know what? Sickness has to do with the curse. Sickness has to do with the curse. But you're not under the curse anymore. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for you. We're not under the curse. We are now the righteousness of Christ. We now have the authority of Christ to resist the sickness, to say, sickness, come out of me now in Jesus' name. Sickness, I bind your power. Come out. Come out. Anyone who's experienced anything that's not full abundant life, we command it to come out in Jesus' name. Jesus gave you authority to bind and to loose, and we want to walk in that authority. We want to walk in that authority, and we want to believe for what Jesus is believing for in your life. You know, so many people will say, well, if it's God's will, then Jesus will heal me. And I just need to wait for Jesus. But think about that for salvation. You say, well, I don't need to do anything. If it's God's will, he'll save me. No, no. We need faith and works. We're saved by asking God to save us, by asking Jesus to come into our heart, by giving our lives to the Lord. And in the same way, we want to ask Jesus to come into us and heal us. And we want to command that sickness to leave.
The word of God says, cursed is the man who dies upon a tree. Jesus became a curse so that you and I would become the righteousness of God, the healing of God in Christ Jesus. There are shoulders that are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Move them by the power of the blood. Shoulders are being healed right now by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Necks, come on, be loose necks in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood, be healed. We just deliver the healing. We do not do the healing. We deliver it like the UPS man. Be healed in your neck in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood, by the power of the blood. The other day at the service, I said someone was being healed of a rash on the stomach. Three people came up to me, said, I have a rash on the stomach. And I said, be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. It's all about the blood. It's all about the cross. On the cross, Jesus delivered us from sickness. But you know what? Who preaches that? We go to the best doctors, and we should go to the best doctors. But we don't start with doctors. We start with faith. We start with faith leading to works. I was healed of epilepsy when I was a child. I was taking seizures 4 or 5 or 6 a day. I was healed of epilepsy, and it never came back. It was through the Immaculate Heart of Mary that I was healed. And you know what? I have a gift of praying for people with epilepsy, that they be healed. Why? Because I had it, and I can understand it, and I can press in for the healing. You see, God uses everything. No matter what it is, God uses it. So necks, be healed in Jesus' name. Move it. Move your necks in Jesus' name. Move your shoulders in Jesus' name. Be healed by the power of the blood. Now, now, now.
Father, we just pray that healing flow, that healing balm of your love flows over every person. I pray right now for people suffering with a broken spirit. Your spirit's been wounded, your spirit's been broken, and because of that, your immune system isn't what it should be. You're apt to catch all these sicknesses. That's not God's will for you. Spirit, be healed now in Jesus' name. Spirit, be healed. Lord Jesus, just go into their spirit and just repair every part that was broken. You know, it's so important. St. Paul preaches in Corinthians, my message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Our faith needs to rest on God's power, not on the words anyone speaks, but on God's power. God is spirit, and we need to experience God in our spirit. We need to encounter God's power, encounter God's love, encounter God's healing touch. God wants to heal you. That's why he sent Jesus down. He wants to heal you in your soul, your body, your spirit, every part of you. Jesus wants you to be fully alive. That is the inheritance of the Father that Jesus gave you from the cross. Jesus cares about each and every part of you. You know, Jesus doesn't want death in any part of us. Fear is a little death. Depression, sickness, it's a little death within us. But Jesus came to give us life and life abundantly in every area of our life. Father, people are saying, but everyone needs to die. But do we need to be sick to die?
No, we don't need to be sick to die. We dismiss our spirits. We say, Lord, I'm ready now. We don't need to be sick to die. Sickness is not of God. Somehow we started to think, because we're not martyrs and we don't die for Jesus, our sicknesses make up for martyrdom. That's wrong. That's wrong teaching. That's wrong. We need to know that our sicknesses can be healed through the power of the cross, that our sicknesses are healed through the blood of Jesus. We need to know that. We need to proclaim that. We need to see that. And we need to know that people are being healed because we're praying. Why? Because Jesus did it. By his stripes we were healed. By his stripes we are healed. Jesus said, go, lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. He said this, and he meant what he said. Everybody that is a Christian should know that this is what we need to do, to lay hands upon the sick and watch them get better. And what do? We proclaim his death. We proclaim his stripes. We proclaim his life. We proclaim his love. And we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Backs, be loosed now in Jesus' name. And be healed by the power of the blood. Move your back. Make sure it's all right. Move your back. God is healing backs right now. Why? Because he wants to heal you. He doesn't want you to be sick. He doesn't want you to carry this. I was praying with someone's neck several weeks ago. It was tight, and we prayed. And Nate got a complete healing of the neck because of what Jesus did on the cross. It is not God's will that you be sick. It is God's will that you be healthy and proclaim the works of God. You say, but I'm so sick. I don't care how sick you are. God came to heal you through Christ. Christ heals people. There is not one person in the scriptures who came to Jesus that was not healed. Everyone who came to Jesus was healed. We're here to come to Jesus. We're here to be healed by the power of the cross. We're here now saying, be healed in Jesus' name.
We understand that God doesn't put sickness on people, or else Jesus would have been working against the Father. If sickness was a blessing, then why would Jesus come and destroy the blessing and heal everyone he came across? Moses was 120 years old. He climbed the mountain, and then he gave God his spirit. He just went. The scripture says Moses was 120 years old when he dies, yet his eyes were not weak and his strength was not gone. The Lord wants us strong and healthy and full of life until the day where he needs to take us. God wants us to resist sickness like we resist the devil. Jesus came so that we could have an abundant life and abundant health in every area of our life. That's the inheritance that we received in Jesus Christ. But we don't know it. You know, if we don't know it, we can't receive the grace. If we don't believe it, we can't receive the grace. We need to believe the word of God and have a revelation of the word to God to be able to walk in the grace that God has given to us. The enemy comes as a deceiver. He comes as an angel of light to deceive and put his own doctrine in. But the doctrine of Christ is Christ came to heal. Christ came to set you free. Christ came to give you abundant life. Father, we pray right now, the Lord is healing by the anointing of God, COVID and the effects of COVID. COVID and the effects of COVID. You had COVID and you've had effects and they still haven't gone away. Even respiratory issues within your breathing, within your body, within your heart. I speak, be healed by the blood of Jesus now. Be healed from the crown of your head to your bottom of your feet. Every sickness in Jesus' name, it goes. It goes now. It goes in Jesus' name. It goes in Jesus' name. Be free now. Be loose now. Be healed now. Father, release divine healing upon everyone listening, Lord. Release your divine healing and your anointing to everyone listening.
We were in the chapel one day and we were celebrating Mass, and this woman came with a back problem, and we prayed, and she was completely and totally healed. There was a man who came to the door to pay the rent, and he had a back problem. We prayed, and he was completely and totally healed by the stripes on Jesus' back. These are the things that happen when we reach out and touch people and believe that God is healing them. The woman in the chapel still doesn't know it was Jesus. She says, my back is better. It's Jesus who did it. We didn't do it. We just proclaimed it. We just delivered it. It was Jesus who did it. By his stripes we were healed. Lower back be healed in Jesus' name by the power of the cross. Lower back be loosed and be healed in Jesus' name now by the power of the cross. Legs be healed in Jesus' name. Move them. Move them. Move them. Be healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Legs be healed. Knees be healed in Jesus' name. All that pain leaves now in Jesus' name by the power of the cross. Knees be healed now by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel.
Fear leaves you now in Jesus' name. When we become filled with fear, we become filled with sickness. But when we become filled with love, we become filled with health. Lord, release your love. The love of God suffocates the devil. The love of God suffocates sickness. The love of God suffocates the works of the enemy. We pray for divine health in every area of your body. Pain in your body, leave now. Deafness and blindness, even if it's in a minor way, be healed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, release the anointing. Wherever you need healing right now, the anointing is here. We were sitting in the chapel and we got a word from God. Do a healing service today. This was not from me or Father. This was from heaven. So God has had you flip on the radio now so you can be healed. Wherever you need healing in your body, put your hand on that part of your body. Put that hand on that part of your body now. Father's going to pray.
In the name of Jesus, by the stripes on his back, be completely and totally healed now. Be loosed of all pain in Jesus' name, especially in the lower back on the left side. Be healed now in Jesus' name by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. It's all about the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. It's all about the blood. We need to preach the blood. We need to preach it for salvation. We need to preach it for healing. We need to preach it every day, every night, every morning. We need to preach the blood. The blood brings us healing. By his stripes, we are healed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It says freedom in some, but liberty is a better word. Liberty gives us the grace to do as God intended us to do. And God wants to liberate you from oppression, from pain, from anything that's not in heaven. We reject sickness comes from hell. We reject sickness. Healing comes from heaven. We receive healing. And not only our body, in our soul and in our spirit, we receive every good gift that God pleases us to give. You know, I have faith that I'm going to walk in divine health, that Father is going to walk in divine health. And I'm going to proclaim that over my life. And you know what? If it doesn't always manifest, okay. But I'm going to walk in that faith because that's what the Word of God gives me. That's the inheritance that Jesus Christ gave me. And I'm going to choose to believe the Word of God, not believe my circumstances, not believe what I see, but I'm going to walk by faith, not by sight, that I know that the wages of sin are death. And because of sin, sickness came into this world, and sickness is part of the curse. But I am not under the curse anymore. I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because Christ became a curse so that you are the righteousness of God. And we stand over the devil. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and all the works of the enemy. And all the works of the enemy. Sickness is a work of the enemy. It's just in the world and it's coming against you. But we resist it in Jesus' name. We take authority over it in Jesus' name. We break it in Jesus' name and we speak, be healed in Jesus' name. We speak that with faith you can move mountains. Through faith, anything is possible. So just believe and receive right now that God is so good that he desires to heal you, body, soul, and spirit. Because that's why the Father gave us the Son.
I believe and I receive in the name of Jesus this healing. I believe and I receive this healing in Jesus' name. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A lot of times, it's easier to get people healed than to keep them healed, because the enemy comes to try to steal the healing that God has given us. But the most powerful way to keep our healing is the power of the testimony, to testify what God has done for you. It cements that in the spirit realm. So today, if you are the person or the people that God has healed, Father Tom wants you to call him and testify what Jesus has done for you so he can release that testimony over the radio.
Do that tomorrow. We need to hear from you. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Keep on believing. Keep on receiving. Keep on blessing God. Keep on thanking God. Your healing is in the blood of Jesus, now and forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.